time again for Moments of Melody. A scientist tells about one of his colleagues who was intrigued by the Christian life through contact with a weekly lunch hour Bible study in his laboratory. After many months, he came and said he wanted to find the kind of life that he had seen in this small group of men. "I know that commitment is the answer," he announced, "but I don't believe in God, let alone Jesus Christ. So how can I find what you've found?" His friend answered, "Well, tell me, can you make a turnip?" The man said, "Well, of course not." "And do you know anyone who can make a turnip?" "No." "Well, will you turn your life over to the person who makes turnips?" And the man did exactly that. And Jesus Christ met him. The author and creator of all things, the turnip maker, began to reveal himself. And through joining the group and reading the Bible regularly, the man in the short time acquired much Bible knowledge. But this knowledge about Christ came after the introduction. An introduction. Well, today we introduce another book of the Bible. We're going to be reading it in the weeks ahead. And introduce the Lord Jesus Christ to you, who is presented on the pages of this book of the Bible. With this broadcast, we begin a new series. We're reading the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. Many have been in pains to set forth the history of what time had brought to fulfillment among us, following the tradition of those first eyewitnesses who gave themselves up to the service of the Word. And I too, most noble Theophilus, have resolved to put the story in writing for thee as it befell, having first traced it carefully from its beginnings, that thou mayest understand the instruction thou hast already received in all its certainty. In the days when Herod was king of Judea, there was a priest called Zachariah of Abia's turn of office, who was married to a wife of Aaron's family by name Elizabeth. They were both well approved in God's sight, following all the commandments and observances of the Lord without reproach. They had no child. Elizabeth was barren, and both were well advanced in years. The opening lines of this great book by Dr. Luke. The Gospel according to Dr. Luke. And we'll continue reading from these pages in the days ahead. You be listening.